Yes, it came by opening the door right now. He's opening the way right now. Jesus is making a way where there's no way. He has the key of this. He opened it and no one closed it. Jesus has come before us to make ways for us where there are no way. He has opened the door. He has caught the battle of fire and thunder. He has broken the gates of Abraham. I've called the bars of iron and I've stand down. He has broken the gates of brass. I've called the bars of fire and I've stand down. Oh, that man, we praise thy love. Oh, that we man, we praise thy love. For his goodness and for his wonderful love. To thy children of men, to thy children of He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of fire in a thunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of fire in a thunder. Yes, there is a breaking truth. God show me keys. Golden keys have been dropped in the spirit. We receive them. We receive the keys of the kingdom. We receive the keys of power. We receive the keys of authority. We receive the keys of supernatural divine breaking through. Yes, Jesus is making ways for you where there are no ways. He's opening doors. Opportunities are opening right in front of you. Receive that breakthrough now. In the name of Jesus, we break forth and we possess our possession. In the name of Jesus, yes, God is departing. God is departing power and authority. God is departing anointing and grace and mercy. Receive in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, when I know someone down, Receive the thoughts of you that makes you every soul from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost, by reason of the anointing. Every yoke is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are praying for authority. Authority and power. And I see God placing in your hand authority and power. He puts the rod of authority and power in your hand. There's a servant of God, a man of God in this service. God is giving you authority and power to do the work of the Lord, to rule and reign supreme. Yes, receive that impartation right now. Receive that impartation. Jesus said, I give unto you power and authority to cast out devils and heal the sick and raise the dead. Yes, receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We receive from the true grace. All that you have for us. God is showing me another person. Tied around your neck in the realm of the spirit. There's a rope tied around your neck in the realm of the spirit. Jesus is setting you free right now. Who the Son of God has set free. He's free indeed. You are loose from your infirmity by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus set you free. You are free indeed. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual rope that the enemy tied around your neck trying to slaughter you this December, Christ has set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, the spirit of the Lord is there is liberty. Liberty and freedom for everyone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to give you praise. Yes, everyone is welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries. God bless you all for coming. Tonight we're going to be sharing the word of praise and prayers and worship. We have come to the end of the year, and it is a time of praising God and worshiping God and thanking God for bringing us through the year. It was not easy, but we got through anyway. We need to thank God in everything. Big thanks unto God. Yes, for God is good and is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Our text today is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. I'm going to speak for a few minutes. And then our mother in Christ, Honorable Evangelist Salaika Lawal, is going to share what God laid in our hearts. And then we shall go on continuing from there. Quickly, I'm going to touch the text we have for tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. The Apostle Peter, the pastor of the church in Jerusalem, at that time was writing. And he knew what it is to grow in the world. There are two pillars. There are two main pillars of the Christian faith. The word and prayer. The word and prayer. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. The milk of the word. There is the meat of the word. Apostle Paul spoke about the meat of the word. And then there is the bone of the word. This word of God is food and bread for your soul that makes you grow. Show me a believer who has the word of God, and I will show you a believer who is bound to win. I shared with you before that in the days of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they didn't have the word. They didn't have the word. So when the serpent came, in Genesis chapter 3 and deceived Adam and Eve, they had no word to attack the devil. The only offensive weapon of the believer is the word of God. The offensive weapon of the believer have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loins of truth, the shield of faith. Our feet are shod in preparation of the gospel of Christ. We have the shield of faith, and we have the breastplate of righteousness, and then we have the helmet of salvation. And then talking about the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is this word that gives you power. So when the word of God is not in you, you have no weapon to fight. You have no weapon. You have no power. So fight the devil off you. So Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they have no word. They have no word of God on the inside. And so the devil came and defeated them and they fell away. But thank God, in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus came across the devil, the same devil, the same old devil. And the devil came again, they turned this stone to bread, jumped down from the pinnacle, bow down and worship me. And Jesus pulled the word of God, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You see? He pulled the sword of the Spirit and he caught the devil. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, he said this word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. He caught. And so Jesus released the word. The word caught the devil and the devil ran away. The devil came back and put another temptation. Jesus used the word. The devil came back, put another temptation, Jesus used the word. So the word, we are standing on the word of God. The word of God is our victory. The word of God is the power of God. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is the spiritual food, the milk of the word, the fire, the milk of the word that you might grow thereby. Prophet Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, I found thy word, and it was like food to my soul, and I ate it. That's Prophet Jeremiah. He said, I found thy word, O God, and it was like food unto me, and I ate your word, O God, I ate your word. It was like food. The word of God is food for your soul, is bread for your soul. You need to have the word of God on the inside. Let this word dwell in you richly. It is the sword of the Spirit with which you attack the enemy. When Satan comes to you with all kind of stuff, you pull the word of God. It is written, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is written, Satan, you can't put those things on me. It is written, I'm a child of God. It is written, touch not the Lord's anointed. I'll do my prophet no harm. It is written, greater is Christ that is in me than the devil that is in the world. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. Oh, Ramasiah. God is speaking to you tonight. So begin to use the word of God. Begin to speak the word of God. Speak to that mountain, be thou removed. Speak to that system, be thou removed. Speak to those demons, be thou removed. And when the word of God comes, in the beginning was the word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Jesus is the Word of God. When you release the Word of God, you have released the Spirit of God. When you release the Word of God, you have released the power of God. The Word of God goes forth and destroys every work of the devil. Destroy sickness and disease. Destroy every precise of power. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word, and his word went forth and brought salvation and deliverance to the people. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent his word to go forth. Jesus is that word. To grant salvation and deliverance and healing to the people. Tonight, that word is coming to you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the word of God that saves, that heals, that delivers. The word of God that sets free. The word of God that loses. The centurion understood this principle. The centurion in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion came to Jesus. He said, help me, my brother is dying at home. Jesus said, all right, I'm coming to your home to pray for you. And the centurion said, Master Jesus, I know who you are. You are very busy. Everybody is trying to reach you. Everybody is trying to touch you. Everybody is calling you. Don't waste your time coming to my house. Only speak thy word. Matthew chapter 8 verse 8. Matthew chapter 8 verse 8. He said, only speak thy word, and my servant shall be made whole. There is something about the word of God. And the centurion understood this principle. Jesus was so impressed. And Jesus was praising him. Wonderful. Many people don't understand this. See, they think we must come to their houses and lay hands on them and pray over them. You, centurion, you understand this principle that God can send his word into your home and the word of God will bring forth salvation, healing, and deliverance to your family? You understand this principle? Jesus was so impressed by the centurion. And Jesus said, centurion, according to your faith, be it unto you. And when the centurion got home, that child was already healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. May that be your story Amen. Tonight. In the name of Jesus, may
Amen.
God send his word into your spirit. May God send his word into your house. May God send his word into your family. May God send his word into your home. May God send his word into your spirit, soul, and body. May God send his word into your business, into your finances. May God send his word into your marriage, into your home and family. And that word brings salvation and healing and deliverance. In him was life. The life was the light of man. The word of God is the light of God. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The word of God is the friend, is the power of God unto salvation. If you don't have that word of God, You are not going anywhere. We should be standing on the word of God. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Get ready to use the word any time of the day. You need to speak the word. When you read the Bible, that is Logos. When you read the Bible, that is Logos, the written word of God. Logos is the written word of God when you read the Bible. But when you speak the Bible, when you speak this word, this same word that you read in the Bible, when you take it out and you speak it, that is the rhema of the word of God. The rhema is the spoken word. That spoken word is the thought of the Spirit. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts. So here in Testament of the 2 verse 2, it says, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. How much of the world do you know? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. The prophet Hosea. Even those people are perishing because they lack the knowledge of the word of God. They lack the knowledge. They don't know. And because you don't know, you are cheated. The devil cheats you. You don't know your left from your right. You don't know what belongs to you. And so the devil takes advantage. Yes. Yes, I know the truth. And the truth has set you free. Jesus made it clear. He said, yes, I know the truth of the word of God. And the truth has set you free. It is the truth that you know that liberates you. It is the truth of the word of God that you know that sets you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. So you need to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life, and that is the way of Jesus Christ, the truth and the only truth that leads to eternal life. Oh yes, there is a question for you today. How much of the word of God do you have on the inside? They that know their God shall do exploits. The book of Daniel. They that know their God shall do exploits. Read through the Bible. Look through history. People who did great exploits. They were people who knew their God. When you know your God, you can do exploits for the Lord. They that know their God. You have to know your God, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the Apostle Paul. In the book of Philippians, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, Apostle Paul. After all said and done, Apostle Paul says that I may know him. There is one thing I didn't know. I know chemistry. I know biology. I know physics. I know mathematics. I know pharmacy. I know medicine. I know nothing. There is something I didn't know. Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You need to know God. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. It is the truth that you know that liberates you. If you don't know, then it's nobody's fault. My people perish for lack of knowledge. No knowledge of the word of God. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Oh, yes, that's the word of God. He said, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Can you imagine the whole world being filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea? See, there's something about knowledge. You know, knowledge. Jesus was a young boy when he had so much knowledge, and he will sit in the temple with doctors and physicians and lawyers, and will be talking the word of God. Jesus had the knowledge. Oh, yes, you must know that you know that you know that you know. If you don't know, that's ignorance. Ignorance is a disease. Ignorance is a killer. You know, if you don't know, you know, that's not going to help you. See? Then the scripture says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You shall know him, and he shall set you free. Do you know him? How do you know Jesus? By studying Jesus, by studying the word of God, by attending Bible study, prayer meeting, fellowship, doing the work of the Lord. You got to say the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Study to be approved of God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The scripture says, study. Study is not reading. Reading, you just read through. But study, you use dictionaries, you use concordances, you use reference books. You got to know and know and know. See? Ignorance is a disease. God wants us to know that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, cried the Apostle Paul. I hold Apostle Paul. At the end of Peter, Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I like that. I haven't known him yet. I want to know him. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving. Oh, yes, we want to pray right now. The prayer is, Lord, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection.
Power of your resurrection.
Yes, let's pray that prayer. Let's pray that prayer, that I may know him. Yeah, that we might know him and the power
and then
of
Jesus, his name, Jesus, in the mighty name of God, let me know you and your power of resurrection in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let my children and their family know you, and your power of resurrection in Jesus' name. My grandchildren, let them know you and your power of resurrection. Me and my children and my grandchildren, let us know you, and we know you and your power of resurrection. Everybody all over the world in Jesus' name, let them know you and your power of resurrection. She then all over the world, teenagers, youths, pastors, presidents,
kings,
and for sinners, for your police, everybody in Jerusalem, Nigeria, America, let them all know you and the power of restoration in the name of Jesus. Let them all know you and the power of restoration in the name of
I want to know.
My family and my children, their family, let us know you. And the power of your resurrection, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, me and my family and my children, and their family, let us know you and the power of your resurrection in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. We want to know you more and the power of your resurrection. We must know the truth. And the truth sets us free. Jesus is the way. the truth and the life.
The truth and life.
Except by him. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for that, the truth.
The power of his resurrection.
And thank you for leading us to church and back today. Say, bless
yes,
you, the beautiful Zama. I thank you for my journey from Maryland to Dallas. Lord, we are the truth, the way and life. I thank you for you are my way and my life. Thank you for saving whatever in Dallas.
Yes.
And over. Thank you for you are the way, the truth, and life. I thank you for joining covenant on daily basis in the name of Jesus. We are the way. Thank you for preserving our going out and coming in on every day. Thank you for
yes.
preserving us from all evil. We are the truth, the way, and our life, O Lord God of heaven, we will keep us safe, never sleep nor slumber. We are keeping
yes,
our shield at our right hand, we will not be moved.
We
preserve
us
from all evil, we preserve our way. We protect our going out and I'm coming in on daily basis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So over to you, Mama, share with us what you have for us today.
Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, I give you glory, I give you honor. I magnify and exalt your name, Lord God of heaven, for today. Thank you, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Today's topic is trust God's timing. Trust God's timing.
Yes.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 18 to 19. Then there came again and touched me, one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. Ye be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. God has always told us that we should not fear, that we should be strong and courageous. One profound truth about God is that he knows everything. Nothing that happens to us takes him by surprise. He knows every detail of our lives, even before we were born. Jeremiah 1:5. Our breath is in his hand. Your heart is in his hand. Her heart is in his hand. Daniel 5:23. Over 21:1. He has even numbered the years on our head. Luke 12:7. That is why, according to Proverbs 3:5-6, you should faithfully trust and obey and depend on him in every situation. Trust in the Lord. We should trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That should not be difficult, since you lived your life. Our life is hid with Christ in God. Things shouldn't be difficult for us. Colossians 3:3. Exodus 15:26 says, only God can bring healing when you are sick or hurt. Hebrews 13:20, only God can bring peace during troubled times. 2 Corinthians 12:9, only God can give strength in the time of weakness. Only
yes.
God is everything. Only God is everything and anything you want him to be in your life. For in him we live and move and we have our being. And when he was thrown into the lion's den, Daniel did not capitalize on his relationship with the King Darius. Her request is release. Instead, Daniel trusted in the Most High God who shut the lion's mouth, proving that he can save in the time of danger. Daniel chapter 6. God saves in time of danger. He saved Daniel from the power of the lion. Truly, yes. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, yes. Verse 1. Like three Hebrew, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were supernaturally delivered from the burning fiery furnace, Daniel chapter 3, you too can see God turned the deadly fiery furnace threatening to consume us into a cooling zone. It's the great miracle working God in our life, the controller of the universe, creator of all things, master of all, and the almighty God in our lives. We must trust him in everything and enjoy him in everything and ask him for the solution to every problem. He has solutions to every problem. Although, like Daniel, answers to your prayers may be hindered by unseen forces, don't give up. You must not give up. Keep praying earnestly and steadfastly, trusting in the one who has never lost a battle, the one who can eliminate all his adversaries. Is one that eliminates our adversity. Daniel's answer was delayed for 3 weeks, but it arrived according to God's timing. He fearlessly entered into the lion's den, trusting in the God who can save, and he was saved. Daniel 6. Imitate his perseverance. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after they were threatened, answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us and out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." They entered the fiery furnace, but were unarmed. Imitate their faithfulness and tenacity, their faithfulness. Beloved, even when you experience delay, persecution, or opposition, you too can stand firm and boldly declare the wonders of your wonderful God. You can have peace. You can have peace in turbulent times if you trust God and expect his answer in his own time and in his own way. Consider that he never comes late. However, during the waiting period, you must never cease to study his word. As you've told us about studying the word, you must never cease in studying the word. You must not cease in praising him and giving him times. And we pray without ceasing. We pray without ceasing. And we read the word of God without ceasing. And if we trust God, God's timing will be best for us. And God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Yes. You want to lead us to some prayer points? You have any prayer points?
If you want me to lead, there's a lot of prayer here.
Yes. Yes, give us a prayer point to follow.
We are going to pray God O Lord God Almighty, the God in heaven and the earth, the God that knows everything, O Lord God, my life in thee is in your hands. I'm not in the journey of life alone. Let me continuously trust you that you are in this journey of life with me. Let us pray.
Yes, Father God, we ask
in
that you be with us.
In Jesus' name, the mighty name
of
God.
Be with
O Lord God
us,
of heaven, in the name of God,
let
us know that you are in this journey of life with us and with us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Let us God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those who are in need.
In Lord God, we trust you, for you are in this journey of life. We trust you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Solve your problems in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. My dependable God, dependable, reliable God.
Yes.
We have a reliable Father, a dependable God, our friend and our confidant. We have confidence in him. He's our reliable Father. He's our dependable God. You go pray to him, I will depend on you. Throughout my entire lifetime, you said that you not lean on my own understanding. Let us pray.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, you are my dependable Father. In the name of God, he said that you depend on me throughout my entire lifetime. I will depend on you forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray to our Heavenly Father and thank him that you are the all-knowing God, all-seeing God. All-knowing God, all-seeing God, accept my thanks in the name of Jesus. I trust in you. Pray. Let us pray. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, you are the all-seeing God. You are the all-knowing God. You know about everything. Accept my thanks and the thanks of my entire family, Father and Mia, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray. Amen. We are going to pray to our faithful Father. He should forgive us of all sins of unfaithfulness, of not trusting him. Faithful Father, forgive me of the sins of unfaithfulness that weaken my trust in you. Let us pray.
Father God.
Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of God, forgive us of our sins. That will not allow that weaken our trusting in you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Forgive, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. Forgive the sins of not trusting in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to say that the Holy Ghost should refresh and refire and recharge us so that we might continuously trust in God. Let us pray. Holy Ghost, fire, refresh, fire, recharge the heart, so that we may continuously trust in God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, refresh. O Lord God, refire and recharge us to continuously trust in God, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray. We are going to pray to Father Lord to give us the wisdom concerning every plan of the evil one to cause us to error in life. Is Satan the enemy that does not want us to trust in God? We are going to tell Father Lord, give me with wisdom to continue to trust in you. Do not let the enemy make me error in not trusting you. Let us pray.
Father God.
Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, the wisdom to trust you. More, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God, the enemy will not make us error. To not trusting you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. Faithful Father, give me boldness and courage like the three Hebrew boys, so that I do not faint in the face of any trial, danger. In trial, in danger, give me boldness and courage like the three Hebrew boys to trust you. Father, let us pray. Father, faithful Father, give us boldness and courage to continue to trust you like the three evil boys, O Lord God of heaven, in the face of trial, in the name of Jesus. Let us trust you in the face of trial and danger, O Lord God, like the three evil boys, in Jesus' name. Faithful Father, help us in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are praying to Father God, the God of solution. We are going to pray that God the Father, God the solution, that He should let us always see God as our solution to every problem in life by trusting Him. God the Father, the solution to all our problems for trusting Him. Pray, let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of John, God, our Father, oh Lord God, let us trust you in us, in everything, because you are a solution to all problems, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray. The word of God says, behold, in the man 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? When you trust in God, nothing can be too hard for us. Our Father, we turn impossibility to possibility in our lives. Pray, I trust you. I know you will turn impossibility to possibility in our lives. And we will go from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Mighty God, we trust you. O Lord God of heaven, for you is making possibility to be possible in our life, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray, we are going to tell God, Father God, Divine God Almighty, I trust you. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let me be put to shame. Confuse all my enemies. Pray.
Father God,
do not let us be disgraced and put to shame. O Lord God, confuse all our enemies. Confuse all our enemies. Do not let us be put to shame. We trust you. You are the God of wonders. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to say, blood of Jesus, arise and block every access the enemy is using to introduce doubt and fear and confusion into my life in the name of Jesus. Fear, doubt, and confusion. We eliminate the thought of God in one's life. Blood of Jesus, erase fear, erase doubt, erase confusion in my life. I will continue to trust God Almighty. I prevail by the blood of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty Mojo, we prevail by the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we trust in the Lord God Almighty, which is able and abundantly able in our life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. The reason why we should trust God, you said you've already told us that to cling to His word. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 2 says, but unto thee, thou says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through thee, the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, and when you pass through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. So, when we know this scripture on heart, we will have peace and rest of mind, trusting in God, that no whatever I go through, I will go through the waters, it will not overwhelm me. I will go through the fire will not burn me. I trust in you concerning this scripture. Let us pray. Father, in the name of the Lord, the only God in heaven and the heart. Oh, they will scare them, we can scare them. Oh, they say that, oh, they tell them. Kahadam, Poskadam, or them who scare them. We will scare them, we can scare them. Oh, they say that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, give us victory over all our adversities. Oh, Lord God, we trust in you. We trust in you, God Almighty. Give us victory over all our adversity. Let us pray. Mighty God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we trust in you, Lord God Almighty. Give us victory over all our adversities. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are praying that no fiery furnace will burn us and our family. Pray. No fiery furnace will burn us and our family. Father, in Jesus' name, the year is going to an end, Christmas and New Year. No fiery furnace will burn us and our family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray to God. We are going to Christmas and New Year. No water of affliction will flow over our life and our family. Pray. In Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, we are going to Christmas and New Year. No water of affliction can flow over our life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are overcome by the power that is in the blood of the Lamb and by the power of his resurrection, as you have said just now. We are overcome by the power in the blood of Jesus and by the power of resurrection this Christmas period and the new year. Let us pray. Mighty God, we are overcome by the power of the blood of the Lamb and by the power of resurrection as we go into Christmas and New Year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to praise God. Say, Father, we praise you, for we are victorious in Jesus' name. Mighty God, we praise you, Lord God Almighty, for we are victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Father, for answering all our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, Father, for answering all our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for today. At least we fulfill all righteousness. I want to thank everyone for joining us in this broadcast tonight. We're going to continue again next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Please forward this message, email it, text it out, tweet it, and share it with everyone. Let it go viral. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you so much. We wish you Godspeed, long life, and prosperity for everyone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. So only goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope you are enjoying Texas.
Yes,
you enjoying Texas over here?
Yes, I'm enjoying my Texas. I thank God for the great things he has done for my son. I'm very grateful to God for meeting them successfully and for them doing well. I thank God for blessing them and glorify God Almighty in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I thank God for my being safe arrival here.
Yes. Amen. Greet all of them. Oh, the Lord continue to be with all of you. Bless you all abundantly in Jesus' name. Oh.
Amen. Help me with mommy too.
Yes, ma'am. I see you.
Bye, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.